In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The preeminence of the apostles among the infant Christian church is recorded throughout the New Testament, especially in Ephesians, where it is said that the community of the saints and the members of the household of God is built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. And again, in the book of Revelation, while John is describing the wall of the New Jerusalem, saying it has 12 foundations, on which are written the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. These men were eyewitnesses of the life and work of Christ, and our Lord himself sent them out to be his messengers and shepherds, to carry the life message of salvation to the entire world, beginning at Jerusalem. But certainly foremost among these apostles are Peter and Paul. During Jesus' earthly ministry, Peter was first among the disciples, and after his conversion on the Damascus Road, Paul is the missionary par excellence and the writer of many of the books of the New Testament. Although there is no proof that they were martyred on the same day, their deaths under the Roman Emperor Nero in around 64 AD have been commemorated together on June 29th since the middle of the 3rd century. In their lives, they preached and taught salvation in Christ alone, apart from works. In their deaths, they stood by that confession and demonstrated to the church that no matter what politicians or the world or Satan would throw at them, they would not give up the confession of Christ as their Lord. He alone could give comfort in life and in the hour of death. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Because Jesus suffered, died, and rose again, all lives and deaths as a Christian in the Christian faith are blessed. It is the good confession of Peter and Paul that we commemorate today. This confession could not have been revealed by anything but the Spirit of God. It could not have come from flesh and blood. It had to have been given by inspiration. But in these sinful bones of ours, there is another confession that wars against this. Who do you say that the Son of Man is? What do your daily words, thoughts, and actions reveal about the confession in your bones? Do your conversations in your homes, among your friends, in your classes, and on social media betray another confession different from Peter's? What about your interest and commitment to the study and hearing of God's revealed word? This is where the rubber meets the road. This is the difficulty of Jesus' question. In the sinful flesh, we are easily led astray into other confessions, no matter how unintentional. In fact, apathy and disinterest are two of today's biggest culprits. Inattention is worse than attention to something wrong. It is worse to not care rather than to care about the wrong thing. Take this analogy from a philosopher named Peter Kreeft. It is easier to turn a ship that is moving, even if it is moving in the wrong direction, than to turn a ship that is simply being carried by the current. There's no speed to make that rudder move in still water. The devil has seduced more people in America today through spiritual atrophy than by full-on spiritual attack. If he lulls Christians into spiritual depravity, they will no longer notice or have the weapons to fight. And don't think that you are immune to this temptation. The devil makes even the strongest apostle a situational Christian. Even Peter, the foremost disciple, goes from the pinnacle of confession from Jesus Christ to the depths of being told that he is Satan just moments later. Confession of faith matters in this life. Saints Peter and Paul labored uphill their whole ministry against people who tried to mingle works with salvation. They had to meet, they had to preach, they were imprisoned, they were beaten, they were cast out, all based upon their confession. They taught, preached, confessed, argued, debated, and even fought for the truth. Jesus is the Son of the living God and has won forgiveness for all people by faith apart from works. Christ's crucifixion is enough to justify you before God, to restore the once broken relationship with your heavenly Father. This is the confession of the Christian church, and it is worth studying, discussing, debating, fighting, and even dividing people who confess something contrary. It is not easy. It is not popular. It does not make for comfortable conversations with family and friends. It is, however, of the utmost importance in life. For without it, there is no confidence in the life to come. A good confession matters at the hour of death. The sickness or death of a loved one brings our own immortality, our own mortality before our eyes. Maybe the only thing that brings it closer is our own serious illness or death. It is in these times especially that we need a strong confession. A bad confession cannot stand up in the face of death, in the face of life's biggest questions. I think it's helpful to view our lives in preparation of death. There's a saying in the military that you don't rise to the occasion, you sink to the level of your training. That's how it is in the Christian church. In those big moments in life, when your loved one needs you, when a friend needs you, when your country is calling on you to make a good confession about what marriage is, what life is, you don't rise to the occasion. You sink to the level of your faith. You sink to the level that the Holy Spirit gives you inside of you to speak the truth in love. When Peter was being crucified and Paul was being beheaded in Rome, only Christ, the Son of the living God, could have sustained them. I don't know what was going on in their minds. I wonder if they remembered their sins of the past. But one thing is for sure, we know that the Holy Spirit gave them strength to endure. Whatever doubts Satan and the world and those politicians were hurling at them to doubt their foundation, the Holy Spirit kept them strong. Every divine service that they had participated in, every confession and absolution, every memory of their baptism was on trial to keep them firm in the faith. This is good news for you. You have been baptized. You are training. You are reading your scriptures. You come to the sacrament to receive Christ's body and blood for the strengthening of that faith. And you pray. Pray that the Lord would hold you fast in the confession of Peter and Paul. Pray that the Lord would keep you firm on the foundation on which Christ has built this Christian church. This is hope for you. Jesus is the Son of the living God. He sacrificed himself for you and rose again for your salvation. He is the only object big enough for a good confession. He will be with you through the good times and through the difficult. That's what the living God can do. May he strengthen you in this faith. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.